Madan Mohan. What is called rag?
Intense desire.
You hold up the
phone? Same man, same snail man, rag. যেখানে ধ্বংসের কারণ উপস্থিত ধরো ধ্বংস হয় না তাকে নিয়ে রাগ বসে
Being saturated with the object of absorption. Being saturated with the object of absorption, like the white cloth dipped into the red dye.
You can tell? What?
It's like putting the white cloth in the red dye. It's getting red, taking out, bringing. Put in the thing in again, more red, more red, more red. Increasing.
পণ্ডিত লোক পণ্ডিত আর দোষাহি কেবল মূর্খা पांडित्य में मूर्ख ही दोष होता है और उनमें सब गुण है सर्वे गुणा किंतु मूर्ख दोष है क्या समझा
scholars something about faults
so many qualities but fullness is difficult then I'm full like this
towards krishna स्वाभाविक नेचुरल परमावेश मूलक Avesh, Avesh means?
I don't know the exact word. Stasi can be one.
Natural Avesh Mai. Avesh Mai.
Invested. Avesh. Invested. Having that, being permitted by it.
Avesh means?
Saturation. Saturated.
What is the meaning of saturation?
Full of it, full of something. If you have some mood, you're full with it.
Natural, so much, what word? Saturation.
Saturation.
Saturation. And it should be premamayi. Premamayi?
Full of love.
Full of love. And Krishna. Krishna means?
Thirst.
For water, if anyone is full thirsty, mm-hmm. and he wants it so much eagerly, naturally. Similarly, natural avesh mulak. आवेश मूलक हमको ठीक नहीं आ रहा सैचुरेटेड
व्हिच ओरिजिनेट्स व्हिच गिव्स राइज टू आवेश आवेश मूलक मींस
दैट यू नो आवेश द रूट ऑफ आवेश
आवेश यू नो
यस
श्रीमती राधिका है आवेश फॉर कृष्ण
इमोशन
हाउ हाउ कृष्ण इज गोइंग एनी गोपी इज सीइंग She is standing there. Krishna is going, watching. Krishna went and he went, entered the forest. No? Now Krishna is not seen.
She can't see anymore.
But dust are seen of cows. She still seen. After that, It also
settles.
But yet she is standing as if Krishna is seeing Krishna. But Krishna is not there. But she is seeing that Krishna is there. What is this?
Avesh.
Saturation.
This is imbibed.
How is this saturated? There's no word in English.
One sakhi came.
There's no, I couldn't find a word for this.
Touched. Shake.
Sect. What are you thinking? Then nothing.
Absorbed.
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 Imbued. Absorbed.
Enveloped.
Prema Maitrishna.
Enveloped.
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 Yes.
Prema Maitrishna man. Prem. Krishna means
thirst.
Which is involved in prem. Now what? Prema Maitrishna. यही तो हमको नहीं आता है
कृष्णा विच इज फुल ऑफ
हिंदी बंगला में तो बोल देंगे अंग्रेजी में हमको बोल देंगे
आई एम श्योर देयर इज यू हैव टू से इट मोर ऑब्सेस ऑब्सेस इज अ गुड वर्ड
व्हाट
ऑब्सेस
ऑब्सेस यू कैन नॉट थिंक ऑफ एनीथिंग एल्स
ऑब्सर्व्ड इन वन पर्सन
ऑब्सेस इज इवन मोर
दैट Krishna, that thirst will be called Ra.
So rag is obsession for Krishna.
इस वस्तु में अर्थात कृष्ण के प्रति स्वाभाविक ही परम आवेश मूलक प्रेममयी तृष्णा को राग कहते हैं तुम अंग्रेजी बना करके बोल
You have the translation. Read the translation.
Nothing is in there. Is there anything?
It has the Bhasha of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. No.
I have taken, but I have not taken
everything.
Like him.
Uh-huh. I've added some other things.
Other. Uh-huh. All these things have been added.
Narayaniya Tika.
What a man can have by this, by that, they cannot understand.
Of course.
Everything is not there. I have taken it from Bhakti Goswami Simhu, Jaldi Mani and all other things.
This should be translated first.
Yeah. Translate?
Premanand?
She wants
What? Kya hua?
Rag is this intense attachment that comes from the
heart.
From the heart, the love that is in the heart. Love.
Hankering for love.
Hankering for that kind of love.
Love.
It's that is in that is
to meet Krishna,
to
see Krishna, to serve
Krishna,
to love Krishna.
It's an obsession. Obsession means you cannot think of anything else and nothing will make it change.
Lo, ho gaya na?
Yeah.
Bolo to kya likha?
Natural thirst, which is for the object of love, who is Krishna, and which gives rise to avesh of highest level.
Dekhe, kya likha? Padho, jara jor.
That natural thirst. For Krishna, who is the object of worship, Isht, who is the object of worship, and which also gives rise to Avesh of the highest level.
Avesh means? Avesh to likh diya?
I don't know the word
for absorption or obsession.
Absorption.
Avesh of highest level for Krishna is called Rag.
That is Rag.
There is some more.
Very intense.
You can tell? Oh, Madan, you can tell? What is Rag?
What is Rag? Intense absorption.
What is it has written? You don't... We are not listening.
I was trying
you
to
can tell?
It,
she said that it's the natural thirst that comes in the heart for Krishna.
No, not Krishna. For Krishna.
For Krishna. For Krishna.
Achha.
Natural thirst in the heart that comes for Krishna that gives rise to Avesh, the deepest absorption.
This is right. Where we can see this rag?
Narika.
Prajavasi in general.
No? And that is in whom this rag is there, they are called Ragatmika.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Mm-hmm. That is called Ragatma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to preach this thing. No? Only he has come to give this new thing to us. Those who are following in this world by practicing, by indriyas,
senses. Senses.
Senses, mind and atma. Then it is called raga nuga. No raga is there. Only some greed is there. And they are practicing for coming
to get that.
To get these are raga. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all the Goswamis of raga. No? Raganuga, ragatmika are of two kind. No? Ragatmika are of two kind. So Raganuga is also of two kind. One is Kamanuga and other is Sambandhanuga. One is Kamrupa and other is Sambandharupa. In ragatmik. Naturally, in raganuga, kamanuga and
sambandha.
Sakhar, all the servants of Braja, father and mother, Nanda Yashoda, and all of Dwarkavasi are sambandhan. No? All are sambandhan.
Sambandhatmika.
Relation. By relation. All. Some are friends, some are servants, some are father and mother, and gopis are also sambandhanuga.
No.
Sambandhikatmika.
Ragatmika.
Ragatmika and sambandharupa.
Sambandharupa.
But yet, this will add kamarupa also.
Kamarupa. Okay.
No?
Kamadmika.
So they have both.
Other.
But all are sambandhanuga. Gopis are only
Kama.
Sambandharupa plus
Kama.
No? Who are the adhikaris? Who are the
qualified?
Qualified for this raganuga bhakti. Who will do?
One who has greed.
Those who have heard anywhere with a Rasik Vaishnava as read Srimad Bhagavatam. And by reading, by hearing, they have agreed to have that bhav. But now Sambandhanuga or Kamanuga. They are so much lucky that if they want Kamanuga. Kaman is a special, not for all. Then they are qualified to do. And if they don't want, they have nothing, no greed. They are unqualified to hear and to do. What are the qualifications? What are the symptoms of persons they who wants to have that mood? Can you tell?
They have greed.
They have greed for Kamanuga. That what are the symptoms?
You want to hear about that subject?
Only that thing. To describe, only that thing. To read, only that thing. To go to the places where that these past times have been done. If anyone have greed for Vatsalya Rasa, for Nanda Yashoda, what are the symptoms?
who want to hear about Nanda Yasoda.
He would like to live in Gokul and Nandagaon. No? And the pastimes where it has been cow and all these things. These are the symptoms. But real
grief?
No. Real, mane uska lakshan ye hai.
Sentence
is that he will get up.
So
Bhadi Bhakti. He can go straight, not by this way. Because he is so hurry. No? He has asakti.
Mm-hmm.
Bhadi Bhakti has not so asakti.
It's too long.
They will here by intelligence they will know.
Understand.
Whether it has to do or not, to hear or not. I should not hear because I am not qualified. I should not go there. I should not go to listen to the classes. But they will gallop. They will not hear anyone's criticism or anything because they like. In Bhaji Bhakti, when by practicing, when Rati comes in your heart, then it does not require Shastra and
rules,
Tarka.
Logic.
But up till Rati has not come, they will have to wait for all these things. Tarka, logic, and Shastra. You see that we have no qualification. Our worldly desire has not gone. So we should not hear. You should not all hear. You should not go to Narayan Maharaj. Otherwise you will be what?
Destroy.
Aparad. There will be aparad. But when Rati will come, he will be desperate, and he will get. And but in Raganuga, understood what?
That if somebody is just on the body.
No. In Vaidhi Bhakti. What I told.
I've lost it.
Why you not? You should tell.
In Vaidhi Bhakti, there will be some obstacle and some fear. But in Raghunuga Bhakti, you'll just go straight to.
No.
You told that.
If anyone doing Vaidhi Bhakti, and by practicing, Rati has come, Bhav has come, Shubha Sattva has come, then he will not care for all these things, Shastra and logic. He will wait for logic, to see logic and all these things, while he has not received Rati, until he will have to depend on this. But when Rati comes, then he will gather, because Bhav has come. Now he will
not be worried about
all these things. But in Raganuga Bhakti, when this greed comes, he may be in any
circumstance,
any state, whether his anartha has gone or not, he is anything. But when there is greed, he does not care for all this and logics and Shastra and all this. He wants to have anyhow. Whether I am qualified or not, he will not see. I will have to take it. I will have to see here. I will have to do it.
How can one have greed when he still has an arthas?
So you are not fit for this. Think. Queen of Elizabeth.
Right.
Very beautiful. And he's matured for marriage. A very poor person, ugly person. This teeth is not there. One eye blind. But he wants to marry. He has seen and his heart is not under control. Whether it may
possible or not.
Possible or not, but he will
try at least.
No control over that. So anartha, whether he is anartha or not, no anartha.
No teeth.
Nothing. Then, even this time, if Krishna will appear and you see,
you will run.
Will run after
him. Yes.
Whether I am qualified or not. Because, you know, Padma, the mother of Kamsa. So elders,
here,
white, no teeth.
Neck is trembling.
This. And she ran after Krishna. But anyhow, Uddhava controlled. So this is. But Vadi Bhakti Sutta will stay for all these things. No. Understand? I know I'm not qualified.
But still.
Because I have so much against virtues, ill qualifications. I know. I tell chhuta katha.
Lie.
You know that I am still lying. I have so much anarth, so much affection for all worldly things. I also affection for you all, for Krishna Bhakti should not be. It should be like what?
Lady Bhakti.
Like Sukadeva Goswami, Sanat Sanandan Swami. Like that. Not telling a word from you. At all. Be away from
ladies.
Hundreds and thousand miles away from ladies. So I am anartha grasta. I take money. I have so much desires to decorate this hall, to make photos, to make a very good puja and everything. I take money also. So I know that I am not qualified for this Raganta. But I cannot control myself. So, understand the thing? What is the difference between Vaidhi and Raganta? Understand you? Up till Rati, no? He will have to obey his Shastra and logic. But when Rati will come, always go away. He will gallop. He will not care for logics and all this, whether he is qualified or not. But from beginning, when these things come, a greed for rag, that how gopis are serving Krishna, I will serve. I want this. When it came in the heart, whether he is in the Shraddha state,
You will pick
he will
up.
Gallop. He will have nothing to think about whether I am qualified or not, I should hear all these things or not. This is called Shraddha. Vikriditam Rajabuddhi Vidancha Vishnu
Shraddhanito.
This Shraddha, if anyone has, he is qualified to this. But this very little and most sarva siddhi var.
Simple. They cannot think up to Rati, up to Ashakti Dev, Vaidhi Bhakti. Reading so much Shastra, hearing Shastra and everything, they will say that it is offensive. Just to remember these things. What is the qualification of Raghana? So Rupa Goswami is telling. I am translating in Hindi, in English, but Ragatmaika Nishtha Je Brajabasi Janadaya Tesang Bhava Apte Lubdho Bhavet Atradhikaram. This only grade is qualification for this Raghana. Tattad Bhavadi Madhurje Sute Dhiri Apakyate Natra Shastram Juktin Chattal Lobhotpatika. So, how this log can? How can? How it will come? They will tell that after going all anartha, aparad, then it will come. Then we have no difference between ladies and gentlemen. And no anartha at all, you are so pure hearted, then it will come. It may come. But we don't follow. I want whether we are emerging in aparadha or anartha, whatever. I want. Why you want? I don't. There is no why in our dictionary.
Doesn't exist.
Yes.
They will tell that you should not do. I will tell that I am not doing it. I am unqualified. But I cannot leave. So this is the main utkarsh of this Raganga. Main utkarsh means?
Sum and substance.
Greatness.
What?
Glory.
Glory. Main glories of Raganga. But when lobh comes, greed comes, then Shastra is required and logic is also required. How to obtain it? Easy. Then it is. If there is really greed, then he should always remember Krishna and his associates. To whom he has greed?
Oh, Krishna.
Understand? I want, like Lalita Abhishakha, I want that kind of affection towards Krishna. No? Then what will have to do? We will have to come to their dasis, like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. And always remembering how they are serving Lalita Vishakha and Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Like always remembering. And remembering Krishna. How beautiful is Krishna? How beautiful are gopis? What are the activities to each other? If anyone has greed towards Vatsalya, then he will see Jashoda Devi, always remembering, and Nanda Baba, and his little son, Gopal. He is naked, he is running, his tuntun is tantan, doing
in
it. Twinkling.
Where is that?
This is twinkling.
Angle
bends. Jashoda Mahesh.
Tie the
peak of feather in peak of feather here. And when he runs, his kundal is
moving.
So beautiful. So he is running by the fear of Mother Jashoda. And sometimes sees that Mother is coming or not. This is so lovely. as in Damodarashtra. Always remembering and hearing all these things. In this Raganuga, Madhurjaras, Kamanuga, then like Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari and all other Manjaris. How they are serving, what they are doing, how beautiful they are, how Krishna is. Then Krishna is not a boy.
Kishore.
And Krishna. He is going following cow herding. With Sakha he is going. He is playing on flute. So beautiful, marvelously sweet. Those accents and those pastimes in Srimad Bhagavat and other will like to hear. And he should. So at that time he will hear. And after that he will have so many prayers like Vilap Pushpanjali and all others. Whole time, 24 hours. Sixty-four kinds of bhakti has been written in Bhakti-rasamrita. But he will only follow which are favorable, not unfavorable. After sadhana dasa, bhava dasa will come. This bhava is called rati. So if anyone wants to live in Vrindavan and to serve for long, long births, so many births in Vrindavan, he should do like this. Then his sattva will come to nishtha, nishtha will come to
ruchi,
and ruchi will come to asakti, and then rati will come itself. We can do up to asakti, but after that we have no
power,
nothing to do, power to do. That thing will come in our heart. Automatic. It will come. Is your work closed? Yes,
it
is. Okay. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Then asadavarta desya visij mati sarvasva
hari. Yes,
it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes,
it is.
I will do it next time. But asad-bharta means?
Brahma-katha.
Speaking other than Krishna-katha. It is asad-bharta. Like?
Prostitute.
It will take your good mati. Good mati is Krishna serving. It will take easily. So we should always acquire. And the mukti katha. What? Mukti katha?
Talks about liberation. The desire
mukti
for liberation.
He like lion and tiger.
Devouring.
It will take and swallow. What it will swallow or take? Eat that mati. Mati means our
desire.
Our desire to serve Krishna. And also to serve Lakshmipati Narayan should be a boy. Oman. Oh dear mind, you should only worship Radha and Krishna. He will give easily swarati, that rati which will come in your heart, bhava, he will easily give. Jaya.
There are two kinds of, do tara ki shraddha aapne batai thi.
एक लोभमयी श्रद्धा है और एक है
माधुर्य लोग,
वो उसे क्रमशः उधर में जाएगा. और जो लोभमय नहीं है शास्त्र के द्वारा हुआ है, जो भगवान का भजन नहीं कर नरक में जाना होगा, इसलिए भगवान का जो भजन करते हैं ये वैदिक भक्ति का अधिकार है। किसी प्रकार से ये दो ही प्रकार से आदमी में भक्ति में प्रवृत्ति हो उससे ही आए, किंतु दोनों में ही हरि कथा नहीं सुनने से कुछ दिनों के बाद में ये सब भक्ति नष्ट हो जाए, वो नहीं आगे बढ़ेगा। हरि कथा नहीं होने से ना अपने आप भक्ति करेंगे नष्ट हो जाए, नष्ट हो जाए अपने से आपने, वो विचार ही नहीं कर सकता है। कोटि कोटि जन्मों में हमने वेद पढ़ा, उपनिषद पढ़ा, सब किया, किंतु ये वृत्ति नहीं थी भजन करने। अब थोड़ी सी वृत्ति आई फिर उसमें लगा दिया ना दूसरे दूसरे कामों में, पढ़ करके विद्वान होकर के समझेंगे, वो वृत्ति चौपट हो गई। अब जो वृत्ति आई है उसी को रक्षा करना, कैसे रक्षा होगी? हरि कथा के श्रवण और ऐसे लोग जो जो करते हैं उनके साथ में रहने से प्रवृत्ति होगी, आने तो जो वृत्ति आई थी भजन करने की वो भी खत्म। सीख लें, सीख करके हम रुपया कमाएंगे, कोई चीज नया सीखेगा, भजन करने आकर के फिर हारमोनियम सीखने लगे तो क्या होगा? हारमोनियम सीखो या भजन, कोई प्रेस सीखने लगे, कोई कुछ भजन छोड़ करके बस, और जो उनके साथ में रह करके भजन करेंगे, असली वृत्ति मिल गई बस इसे ऊपर। कोई कहेगा जब हम वैराग्य करेंगे, खाएंगे ही नहीं, कुछ नहीं खाएंगे, यदि ऐसे मिल जाते भगवान तो बहुत जल्दी मिल जाते, तो क्या होगा? उनको मिलेगी मृत्यु, मिलेगी रोग आएगा, सोच नहीं सकते, फिट हो जाएंगे, गिर गए बस वैराग्य हो जाएगा खत्म, वैराग्य में तो मिल गया किंतु भक्ति नहीं। यथा योग्य विषय भूल जाओ, अनाशक्त हो, अनाशक्त होकर के थोड़ा सा विषय शरीर के लिए ग्रहण करना। एक बाबा जी बैरागी थे, काजी से रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी तो ऐसे रहते थे, हम भी ऐसे रहे, कपड़े नहीं पहनेंगे, कुछ भी नहीं रखेंगे, लंगोटी लगाएंगे, तो वो जा रहे थे कहीं तो इतने में ठंड लग गई, बस दो दिन के बाद में उनका ये हो गया, फिर मर गया, भजन साधन मिल गया। अधिक बैराग मत करना, जितना जरूरत है उतना ही।